From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an accusation on Syria. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on six healthcare facilities. Three civilians were killed in the attacks, 44 wounded. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking Thursday at a joint press conference in Ankara, Tusk said turning illegal migrants back would break the business model of smugglers who arrange the sea crossings. A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill five fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hanafi assisted the Islamist militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists between 2007 and 2011. In an interview last month with Somali government radio, Hanafi admitted to playing a role in some of the killings. He once worked with IQK, a local radio station, that was seized by al-Shabaab 8 years ago. Ukraine's foreign minister, Pavlo Klimkin, reported no breakthrough after talks Thursday in Paris. He said he believes the Russians are not ready to discuss anything in detail. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said nothing as he walked past microphones and reporters after the meeting. Klimkin told reporters the talks with the Russian, French, and German foreign ministers were lively, but very difficult, especially on the issue of Ukrainians being held prisoner. This is VOA News.